You know, just start again the new perik again. Daf chof on the base. The Mishnah says again, Hayoshen tachas tamita basuka. If you sleep in the sukkah underneath the bed, is the Mishnah says lo yot yidechavosi. Now mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Like Rashi says, the mitzvah sukkah is to eat, to sleep, and to drink in the sukkah. So if you're under the bed, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because under the bed is cold in oil. Like the Gemara says, the bed is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so it's called its own tent, its own rishus. So you're not in the sukkah, you're under the bed. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, noigin ayinu sheinu yishonim tachas hamita. Bevnei hazakenim, loy amru lano dover. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that he was noig in the sukkah to sleep under the bed, and nobody told him no. We'll see in the Gemara what his reasoning is. Amr Rabbi Shimon, that maise b'tevi yavdo is a maise with his slave, tevi yavdoi, the maise with the tevi yavdoi shor gamliel, with the slave, the Eved Kenani of Rabbi Gamliel that was called Tevi, Sher Yoshen Tachas Hamita. He used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed. The Omru Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, said, let's kain to the kainim, Reisem Tevi Avdi Shu Tamit Chochem. Did you see my Eved, Tevi, he's a big Tamit Chochem. Why? For your day Asha Avodim Turim in a sukkah. Because he knows the Locha that a Neved is Potem in a sukkah. Lefikach, therefore, Yoshenu Tachas Hamita. Therefore, he's sleeping under the bed. In other words, Lufid Rachenu, Lomadno, from him we learn, Shayosh and Taka Samitul Yotze Dechavosai. If somebody sleeps under the mitzvah, it's Takanamakayim Dechavosai. So therefore, his Eved, since he was an Eved Kanani, he's part of a mitzvah sukkah, therefore he was the one that slept under the sukkah. Then a Chanami, somebody else that's Mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you're not going to sleep under the sukkah. Here, Morris says, I Veholeko Asorah, the Kashri is like, what's Chana Tanakamo? And Rabbi Gamliel, that hold that's possible, if you sit under the mitzvah, under the bed, in a sukkah, you now mekayim the mitzvah. Fred Gemara, Voleka Sarah, Stama bed is not so high. It's not 10, the mattress like is not 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's not called an oil then. If it's not called an oil, it's own tent. So then it's called, where are you? You're in the sukkah. So you should be mekayim the mitzvah. So Gemara said, Nechnami Tirgum Shmuel, the mitzvah Sarah. We're putting the kimti here, we're talking about the bed is elevated more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you're underneath the bed, it's called you're in this new reshus. You're under the bed, and that's called a new reshus by itself. So you're not in the sukkah, you're possible, you're not making the mitzvah. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah Noilis like this. Echad chur shechachruhu mayim. If you have a hole, it's a question now, what's called an oil over a mace? We know the locher is if you have a mace in the room, so you have a roof over the mace, the tumma goes up to the roof, and goes all along the roof and comes down all over, and if there's any kli underneath the roof, even though it's the other side of the mace, the kli becomes tummy. That's called an oil over a mace. So what's called an oil? If it's a tefach, if there's a space of a tefach between the mace and the top of the roof. So if you have an avir space of a tefach, that's called an oil. So here the question is, chur shachru mayim. You have a hole, like in the bank of a river, that the water made a hole through the bank. So that's also, if there's a space of a tefach, and the mace is in the hole, and there's a kli on the other side of the hole, so the kli is tummy. Because this top of the hole is called the oil. Oy shirotzim, or el shirotzim, insects ate away a hole in the ground, and now you have a mace on one side and a kli on the other side, it's also called an oil over a mace. Oy shach losoy mechalis, or else the ground itself, like Rashi says, malecha, like the salt, the ground itself caved in, and it became a hole in the ground. Or else you have a wall made out of stones. And the way you build a wall of stones is, you put one stone next to another stone, a little bit spaced in between, and then you put a third stone on top of the two of them. So also, in between, there's a psech tefach, there's the space of a tefach, so, v'chein soya shakaris. The same thing, you have a pile of beans, one on top of another, mayol al hatumah. That's the halacha. All these cases, they're called an oil. It's called like a tent, a roof, over a mace. That if you have a mace on one side of these beams, or under the stones of the wall, and you have a kli under the other side, it's called an oil that brings the tumah to the other side. It's all these things, since it's pasach tefach, there's a space of a tefach, four fingers, 4 inches, between the ground and the roof, that's called an oil that brings tumah to mace. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Call oil sheina also by the yodim. Any oil that wasn't made by the yodim, and Rashi explains it means mischavim asoysi oil, even though it was made by the yodim, like here by the wall of the stones, you made it, but you didn't make it for the purpose of making a tent, of making an oil, making a roof. if it wasn't made l'shem and oil, it's not metame. It doesn't have tumas meis. Is any oil for hilchas tumah? It doesn't have an oil. Rashi says l'tumah. It's not metame. Tomorrow explains now. My time is of Yehuda. What's of Yehuda's time to say if it wasn't made l'shem and oil, so it doesn't have tumas meis? The Torah says yalef oil oil mimishkan. He learns it out from the Mishkan. Ksiv hoch, it says over here by the pasture of tumas meis. It says, the pasuk says, Zois HaTorah, Odom Ki Yom Espoil. If a person dies in an oil in a tent, means under a roof, so the loch is this tumas oil, that any kli that's under the same roof becomes tummy. The tumas of the maize goes up and hits the roof, and travels all along the roof and comes down. That's called tumas oil. Uksiv Hosom, it says in Shemois by the Mishkan, it says, Vayifrois es oil al HaMishkan. He spread out the oil over the Mishkan. So there, who made it? Somebody, whoever put up the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever put up the Mishkan, spread over the tent, spread over the curtains on top of the roof. So Malahala, just like by the Mishkan, Bideyodim, it was made by the Yodim, and the purpose, the reason why they put the curtains on top of the roof was the Shem and Oil, is Avkan Bideyodim. Who are the Neiros? The Pasuk says, Zois Hatar Odim Ki Yomis Bideyodim. What's called an oil? If a person made it l'shem an oil, it has to be like a roof of a house, a tent, something that was made l'shem an oil, l'shem a roof. But not like these cases before, that the water made it, or the sheretz made it, or even if you made a wall, but you made the wall for the purpose of a wall, not for the purpose of having holes in the wall to be an oil. So therefore, what's a b'yudishita? It's only as tumas oil hameis if you made it l'shem a roof. So the Mor of Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin's Svar? They said, no, before, even if the water made the hole, or even if you build a wall of stones, and the holes in the stone, that we said there's Tumas oil there, why? And the Gemara, oil, oil, riba. Because in the pasture of Tumas Meis, and by Midbar, it says a few times in the Torah with the word oil. So it comes to say more than just one type of an oil, like Ratap Rashi. Oil, oil, riba. Oholim tuvo ksivim apashas para. In the pasture of Paraduma, we talk about the pasture of Tumas Meis, it says a few times there the word oil, a tent. Even if you have a tent that was made by a roof, that was made by itself, and you have a mace underneath it, and there's a tefach space between the mace and you, it also has tumas oil. So the Moran al-Kasha. The Sabri of Yehudi, is it true that that's of Yehudi Shita, that call oil any type of a tent, a roof, she'ena osa b'dayodim, that wasn't made by a man for the intentions of making it for the roof, is there any oil? It doesn't have a shem roof. Nageh to tumas meis. That even though a meis is underneath it, it doesn't bring tumah to the other side, to the matama kli that's underneath the roof on the other side. Is that true? Or remino have a kasher on you. There's a whole gemara, goes through now, gemara in Zvachim, a mishnah in Paraduma. The question was, when they went to make the Paraduma, like, well, they made a lot of extra special chumis. Now, one of the chumras was they wanted to make sure the person that gets the water never had tumas meis, never came in contact with the meis. So therefore, what they did was, chatzeroi soye b'nu yis b'Yerushalayim. They used to build a special courtyard in Yerushalayim, agabe hasela. It was elevated. It was built on top of stones. V'tachteyem chalal, and underneath it there was space. At least the tefach. Mifnei kever atoim. Because we were afraid a kever was dug underneath there, underneath the ground, and we don't know where the kever is, the mace is there. That's called kever atoim. Like, we don't know if a mace is there or not, buried there or not, but they were afraid maybe throughout Yerushalayim, maces were buried under the ground, and there was not a tefach between the mace and the ground, so therefore it was completely covered. So the locher is, the tumah shoots up to the shemayim. So anybody on top of this becomes tummy. So they wanted to have people to work with the paraduma, that's 100% tor for tumas meis. So therefore, they used to build like a whole courtyard, elevated, put on top of stones. In other words, it was made on top of a stone, and underneath the stone there was a chalal tefach. So the stone itself was a mechitza. So divide, even if there was a meis buried underneath it, since there's a tefach space between the ground and the beginning of this oil of this chotzer, it was elevated by stones. Therefore, the tumah would not go up. And they bring pregnant ladies there, the older shum, and they would give birth here in this courtyard. This courtyard that was elevated, a tefach above the ground, and had a floor to it, so there no tumah went on top of it. So anybody living on top of this chotzer, like on top of this floor, is zicha Torah. So the children now were born there. Omegadolos b'neiem sham. And they used to raise their children there. In other words, the children never went out of this courtyard. So the child would never go over a place that maybe there was a mace buried underneath it. We wanted to make sure 100% that these children are tor from Tumas mace. Omegadolos b'neiem sham l'porah. Now, when the kids were maybe 7, 8 years old, we didn't want them to be 9 years old, because then maybe they'll have Tumas Keri, maybe they'll see Zera. So before they were 9 years old, we used to take these kids. Now we wanted to take them to the river, that they would take the water for the Paraduma, for the Mechatis. Now, Umeviyin Shvorim. Now how did the children walk from out of this courtyard to the Mei Shiluach? Where the river, where the water was, that was going out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim we had before. So, Mevi and Shvorim used to bring oxes, the Agabei and the Losses. And on top of the oxes, they would put doors. In other words, again, to make a mechitza. And the kids would be sitting on top of these doors. So, since the doors on top of the ox, so the ox, even though now they were traveling and walking to the Meshiluach, so even if a mace was buried underneath there, the kid again would not become tummy. Because the kid was over on top of a mechitza. Underneath him there was an ox, and there was a door over the ox. So that door is like a mechitza. Even if a mace would be underneath it, the tumor would come up until the door, and that's all. Then go down again, but would not shoot up, because there was an oil there. Anytime you have an oil, some covering over the mace, as long as there's space, a tefach of space, 4 inches of space, between the mace and the covering, that stops the tumah from shooting up. Therefore, when they used to travel with these children, they used to travel them on top of an ox, on top of a board, on top of a door. The koisoi shall even be dayim. They would have a koisa cup made out of stone, so that the cup itself would not be makabel tumah. Now, hegia l'shluach. When they came to this river called Shiluach, that's the water that they collected for the to use for the paraduma. Is Yordu, the Tinoikis had to go off the board, off the axes, the Teichamayim had to go into the water, or Miluyim, and they have to fill up the cup full of the water. The Olu, then they went up again, the Yoshvulhem, and they brought them back onto this Chotzer where they were raised. That's what they used to do, a special Inyan for the Paraduma. So Rashi says, Mifnei Kevra Teimah, second Rashi, second line. Rashi says, Kol Shem Kevra Toim. Any type of a Kevra Toim means V'tumas HaToim Shebishas Loshen Sofiku. Whenever the Gemara says V'tumas HaToim, Toim means from underground, it means we're doubtful if there is a mace there or not. Kitahoim, like the underground, Shein Agoli, we don't know what's doing there. Mifnei Kevra Toim. Shekol Yir Hoyim Asafokim Shema Yeshem Kevra. Those city we had a Sofik, maybe there was a mace buried someplace there. V'yein Le'an Mace Chalal Tefach. And where the mace was buried, there's no space of a tefach above the mace. That's what we're afraid of. Therefore, if you have a mace buried in the ground, and the ground covers them up directly, the tumah goes straight up to the Shemayim, the Rekia. And therefore, anybody with walking on top of this ground would become tummy. Therefore, they used to build this chotzer, this courtyard on top of Kippin. Shafilu Yeshem Kever Mitachas Rechla Mafsik. He used to like elevate this chotzer. He used to elevate it, there would be a mechitza. A floor would be elevated at least a tefach off the ground. So even if a mace would be underneath the ground, there's a tefach now between the ground and the beginning of this floor, so it would stop the tumor from coming up. O Meviyim Noshim Ubrois. Rashi Mishum Mehidet Nagos. We learned in the Mishnah Parah that Metamim Hoyu Es HaKoyin HaSarif Es HaPorah. We had this to Gemara in Yuma, that the Koyin that used to burn the Paraduma, we used to make him tummy. That day, we would make him touch a Tumah the Rabbonin, or Matzvil Noisai, Miyad, and we would make him go to the Mikvah right away, and that's called a Tzvul Yoin. That's called somebody that was tummy, and he went to the Mikvah. So he has certain tyra, even though he's tummy, he can't eat truma until it comes nighttime. But this person is roi to burn the paraduma. That's the halacha. So what did we do this for? Lohitzi milibin shel tzedukim. Because there were the rishoyim, the tzedukim, that they only dash in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, they used to say, b'morvei Hashemesh hoisenasis. They used to be machmir to say the kohen that burns the paraduma could only do it if he's torah 100%. In other words, either he didn't touch the sheretz, or if he touched the sheretz that day and he went to the mikvah, he has to wait until nighttime. He can't burn the parah if he went to the mikvah. That's what they used to say. Now, v'chivu the tzvuyim koshim parah also b'maylech tarbi. Therefore, the rabbanim b'davka went ahead and took this kohen that's going to burn the paraduma. They b'davka made him touch something to become tummy, and then we made him go to the mikvah right away. And right after that, they made him burn the paraduma, as if to show the tzedukim you're making a mistake. You should know a tful yoyim is allowed to burn the paraduma. So they used to do this to show the tzedukim they're wrong. Now, once they did this, people may learn out, you don't have to watch the paraduma so carefully. If the kohen was tummy that day, so maybe who are then other things you're not going to watch. Therefore, the rabbanim made a lot of milas, a lot of chumris, that people should know, no, the paraduma has to only be done everything but tyra. So therefore, also bo milas harbe, the rabbanim made a lot of chumris, a lot of milas, extra special things to do, kadesh lo yizalzlu bo, that people should not be mizalzlu, take it easy with the paraduma. Is tikno ko mai sapar bekli glolim. First of all, they're masakin anything to do with the paraduma, the kalim has to be made from glolim, that's from the excrete of the behemoth, or kliavonim from a stone, or kliadoma made out of the ground. Shein mekablim tuma. These kelim are not like kli matchis; they're not mekabel tuma. So any kli that was made for the paraduma to work with it or to fetch the water had to be made from a kli that's not mekabel tuma. The akurin asorfa has kikul the prisha shivas yomim. Even the kohen that burnt it 7 days in advance, he had to go away from his wife to be noig b'tayra. Even his other brothers can't touch him. Those are the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, who are then the Kohen that burned the Paraduma, also had to go away 7 days before. The Yom Amar, we learned there also, all those 7 days, they spritzed on him from the Paraduma. And they made another Takona now, another Chumrah. That these kids, these should be the ones that fetch the water for the Paras Chatas. And the din is you have to take the ashes of the paraduma and throw it into mayim chayim. This mayim chayim. So how do they get the mayim chayim, the water out of the running water? But this way, because the smila they made that these kids should be Torah that never came in contact with the tumas mace. They only used these kids when they were 7 to 8 years old. But now when they became 9 years old already, Shalai Royal Kerry, we wanted them at a time that for sure they did not see Kerry. So less than 9 years old, the kid doesn't see Kerry, then we could use this kid to be mala the water for the Mechatis. Afterwards, no. So this was the Chumris Mama they did, tremendous Chumris, that the kid should always have Tyra. Another thing was, when they had to take the kid out of this courtyard to go fetch the water, when they went to get the water, the Mayim Chaim, from the Shluach, they took him over the Shvorim, that is a mafsik between, if there will be a mace underneath, there's a mechitza between the mace and these kids, the koisa shalevim v'deim, shakol mai soya v'kli avonik v'frishis. Anything that was done with the paradum was done with kli, made out of stones, that wouldn't be mekabel tuma. Now, the Tanakhama says, Yordu, the kid himself, went off the ox, and went down to the river to fetch the water. Why? That the person that fetches the water for the paraduma, it has to be a maisa milui. He himself has to fill up the water, the pitcher, with water. He's not allowed to lower it down with a string. He himself has to do a maisa fetching the water. Therefore, the kid has to get off the ox, go down to the actual river, and fill it up with water. Rabbi Yossi says, he holds no. There's no maisa milui. You don't have to fetch the water, you hold the kli in the water. You're allowed to just lower it down with the strings. So he holds the kid still stood on top of the oxes, on top of the door, and they would just have a string and lower the kli down into the water to fetch the water. Again, to make sure he never goes off this mechitza, just in case there's a maisa underneath there, it should not be metamim. Rashi says, Shema yesh kan tumah. In other words, it's better not to get off the ox at all. Stay on top of your ox, stay on top of the mechitza. Maybe underneath, we're going to go down right now, maybe the mace was buried there. So if you don't have to do a mace of putting the kli into the water, fetching the water, it's better to stand on top there and just lower down the string and pull it up again. Vetanya, what's our kashna? We learned like this. Vetanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yehoyo mevien delosis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they did not have to bring doors. In other words, when they took the kid off this courtyard where he was born and raised, now they took him to the Meshalua, to the river, to fetch the water, they just put him on top of an ox. He did not have to put a board on top of the ox to make another mechitza there, to make a door on top of the ox, as if to make a flatter surface. It's enough just putting them on top of the ox itself. Just the ox itself. So the ox itself would be the mechitza. Notice, even though there was a mace underneath, when he's traveling on top of the ox, the stomach of the ox is like the mechitza. It keeps the tumah down and doesn't let it shoot up. For the Gemara, v'yashvarim d'yoyel shein osim b'dayadim. The Chor of Yehudi's Shita is, what's called an oil for Hilchas Tumah? Only if the person made it, l'shem an oil. Now an ox, a person didn't make an ox, and his body is not made the oil. So why do you say if the kids are on top of the body, it's not mekabel tumah? Why not? The Chor, the body of an ox is not called an oil. It wasn't made l'shem oil. So the Chor, the tumah should go straight up. And the Gemara, this is about the Kashis. The Ol Shena also be the Adam who Ukatani. We learned here that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lohoya Mevi in the Losses El Shvarim. They did not bring the doors, but rather just the Shvarim, just the ox itself. That the kids were sitting on top of the Shvarim, like Rashi says, El Shvarim Shekris Samachavis. The stomach of an ox is very wide. O Tinoikas Yoshvin Aleim, and the kids were sitting on top of the oxes. O Kris San Mafsik. What was not, even if a mace was buried underneath, but the tumah did not shoot up to the kid, because the stomach of the ox was the mechitza, stopped the tumah from going up. Shena tinoikas malei malaris, the tinoika didn't look over, didn't go off the ox. They were straight on top of the ox. Okama first time, amali hoi mevien delosis. Later we'll see, so what's wrong? Bring a delos anyway. Of alma shmin rab yuda, the shedrosin shel shvorim, that the shed with the backbone of the ox, she came gag, it's like a roof. The halal shall behem who oil hamafsik. So you see, the actual animal, it itself is the oil. And there's space between the floor and the beginning of the stomach. So therefore, it's called the good oil. The yavagav, the ainu osim, but the other is the kashi, even though it wasn't made by a person. And for sure, it wasn't made the shaman oil. So who you see, even filchas tumor, we have yudishit there is. That an oil, as long as you have a covering that's a tefach off the ground, it's called a good covering for Hilchos Tumah. So why does it say here, by these coverings here, that the sherets made, or the water made by itself, or you made a wall made out of stones, that's not called made with the shame oil. You see, you don't have to make it the shame oil. So the more answers like this. Kiyosei Rav Dimi Yom Rav Loza, that Moide Rav Yehuda Kamoli Egreif. It depends how wide, how much space there is between the ground and this oil. If it's the width of a big fist, in other words, more than a tefach, the Gemara says, well, since Rashi is a shear of a head, if you have a biggest hole, if the space between the floor and the mechitza is bigger than a tefach, then you have Yehuda's mud, that's called the good oil. Even if you didn't make it the shame oil, like here these oxes, when you have ox walking between the ground and the beginning of a stomach, it's more than a few tefachim. It's high up. So therefore, that's called the good oil, even though it wasn't made. And Rashi says, Kamoli Egrif, oil if you have a roof, a gag, Sherochav Kamoli Egrif, that's wide, the size of an Egrif, Shu Yoisemi Tefach, is bigger than a Tefach, Maidu Rabbi Yehuda, Shafo Pi, Shein Osav the Yodam, even though it wasn't made with the Yodam, Choshev Lias Oil, Dibamoli Egrif Metsinu Choshev, we see it's called the Choshev Ashir, what? Lemaor, by a window. It's a Gemara in the Chiris. Sheinu also be the yodim. They have a window that some a wall caved in a little bit, and it came to be a window there. But the person didn't make it. Kedam be yerlis. Some sechta becharis. Vasin the law. Pergalan amunim. That moor if you have a window. Shloinase be the yodim. The person didn't make the window. Is shiur lohitzi as a tumah. When do we say the tumah could go out of this room through the window into the next room? Kamala egreif. If the space is the size of a big fist. Vizel agrufa sheben aftiach. That means the fist of a big fat man called Ben Avtiach, the Yeshna God of Koresh Kolodim. His fist was as big as a normal person's head. No, so if you have the size of a head, there you this moida that's called an oil, even though you didn't make it with the Yodim. The Chiyomer of Yehuda, the Ein Oil, Heichad Lein was of the Yodam, the Tefach Kamer. Only if the oil is only the size of a Tefach, that's when it has to be made by the Yodam. But if the oil is bigger than a Tefach, it's higher and wider than a Tefach, is the size of the head of a person, then we say it's called a good, then we say it's called a good oil, even though it wasn't made by the Yodam. But as Tanya Nam Yochar, bring your Raya for this also. That if you have holes in the stone, that's called a good mechitza. Now, even though this was not made by the yodim, but still you have to say, since it was a wide shear, this wide shear is also called a good oil. Rashi says, bishkifin sloyim hanoiflin, if you have stones that fall, or mesparkim ruach, it breaks in the wind, v'yeshchur godav v'makim akirosim, it comes out of the ground or out of the wall. If a stone falls out of the wall, so there's a hole left over there. Whereas nekuka means bekurim, there are cracks there. So if Yehuda holds that these cracks, if you have a big crack left over, that is called an oil for tumas hanes. Oil akura wasn't made by the yodim. The crack came by itself. The wind blew off the stone. But the Torah says when you have a big size, the size of the head of a person, there of Yehuda's moida, that oil is called, even though it wasn't made by the yodim. You only need this new mailer to be made with the yodim for the purpose of a roof is only when it's only the size of a tefach. If it's only high a tefach off the mace, then you have to be made with the yodim. But if it's bigger than that, then any type of an oil is good. Therefore, it's good here, the shvarim also, that they used to put the kids on top of the axes, so the top of the ax was good, because you had the stomach of the ax was the oil that protected, if there was a mace buried underneath, it would stop the tumor from coming up if you were on top of the ax. So the Mara, Varei Delis, if you have a door, the Yeshba Kamagrufim, Lechura door, Namala door is very wide, it's bigger than a lot of heads. Oketani, still we learned before, we have Yuduroi, Melohoyo, Mevi, and the Losois, Elishvarim. They did not put the Delis, the door, on top of an ox. In other words, Hanakama says you have to put a door, a flat board on top of the ox, and let the kids sit on top of the board. If you adults know, don't bring a board. So how mean it is that boards are delis is no good, because it's not called an oil. The kashrus is, why not? The hurv, it's the size, it's bigger than the size of an egg riff, it's very wide, so why shouldn't that be called a good oil? We're just saying, when does Yehuda say you have to have the size of a tefach? When you have to have the size of, it has to be made with the yodam, only if it's only the size of a tefach. That's all the width. But when it's a wide oil, a wide mechitzah, then even if it wasn't made with the yodam, so why does Yehuda say you can't use the door? His davar miner is, but Yehuda can't use doors, only the axis itself. So Rabbi answers like that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean to say you can't use a door. All Rabbi Yehuda meant to say is you don't have to bring doors, that's all. In other words, it's enough just to put the kid on top of the ox and let him walk that way, let him travel on top of the ox. The stomach of the ox itself is called the good mechitza that stops the tumor from coming up. So not that Rabbi Yehuda says the door won't help. Avadim, a door would help, because the door is wider than the tefach. He's just saying you don't need a door. This will swear what the Havamina was. That the Havamina wanted to say that a door is no good, it's a kasha. So the kasha is, why is the shor yeh good? Like, shvar moso should not be good. Shvar moso was not made the shem anoil. But the Vinegar Gemara's teretz is very good, though. That Rabbi Yehuda avadim is moed, like we're saying now, when it's wide oil, even if it wasn't made with the yodim. It's called the good oil that stops the tumor from going up. And Yehuda just says, you don't have to have a door. Rabbi says, no, Yehuda is saying not that you don't need it, but you're not allowed to use a door. You can't put a door on top of the ox. That's not the way to do it. Why not? Because if the tinnik is going to be placed on top of a board, then it's mamish like a flat ground that you can walk around on it. So the tinnik will be used to it. He'll be like Hamish there. Gospel, he'll know it. He'll be used to it. Then we're afraid Shema Yaitzi Roishoin or Yechid Miyavore V'yitma. We're afraid he'll be walking around on top of this board, on top of this door that's on top of the ox. He'll walk around the board. So maybe he'll stick his arm off the board or he'll stick his head overboard. And we're afraid then there's a mace buried right underneath there and the tumor will come up and be mitamahim. Therefore, we don't want him to use any boards at all. So now that he only is riding on top of the ox, he's a little scared. He's afraid he'll fall off the ox. So therefore, the kid will be careful not to stretch his head overboard to look on the other side or to put his arms or a forearm out. He'll be careful to be only directly on top of the shore. But if there would be a nice flat board there, a delis, a door, that he could walk around, then he'll be ruggle, it's like his regular ground, he'll start to walk and stick his hands out, we're afraid he'll have tumas mace. That's trying to be. That's a gzera not to use a delis, only to use the ox itself.